Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
One of the big stories, not just in town, but all over the country, breaks today, and we'll get right to it with a man that can help us sort through it as we talk to a man who is always in the know when it comes to recruiting. He is a good guy and a guy on his anniversary. He is Rusty Manziel from 24/7 Sports, joining us here via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Happy anniversary, Rusty. Thank you for joining us today.
I appreciate it. Somebody once told me to build your brand. That means you work every day. And so if I'm going to build my brand the day Arch Manning commit, it don't matter what day it is, that's news.
It is news. I don't know where we take it first. There's no one really to blame. You don't know what a teenager is going to decide. Clearly, Kirby Smart is a fantastic coach and recruiter, and clearly the University of Georgia has all the amenities that anybody could possibly want. I guess just take us through, now that it is over, what does it mean for Texas and what does it mean for Georgia?
Well, you know, you don't sugarcoat this one. I've been covering this for a long time, and this is probably, you know, for a million different reasons, the most high profile recruit that I've ever covered in my 12 years, because of the Manning tie, quarterback position, this day and age of social media, those types of things, all the attention around him. But also say this, they were a very, very tight circle. Not many people knew what was going on there, but here's what I do know. He took 5 visits to the University of Georgia over the last year and a half. He took 5 visits to the University of Texas over the same time period. Somebody was going to finish second. And in the world of college football recruiting, there are no points for second, but it doesn't mean that Kirby Smart and those guys didn't do a hell of a job and almost get this kid. But at the end of the day, he picked Texas. And just me piecing things together, you know, and I'm not saying this is the final answer, but just me piecing things together from different people around us, it sounded like he wanted to be that guy to maybe take Texas back to where Georgia just won the national championship. Alabama has won multiple national championships recently. If he goes to Texas and he's that guy, I mean, that's a different brand now when you start talking about that Texas logo.
Well, my goodness, Brian Harsin had a hell of a pitch to him then that he missed out on. Let's talk about Arch Manning picking Texas, because, you know, that phrase, you're either, as a coach, when you recruit, you're either selling wins or you're selling hope. And you're making it sound like Arch Manning and his group may have sort of gravitated towards the idea of selling hope. I would never have guessed that an elite recruit, especially a 5-star quarterback, would be turned on by the idea of a coach pitching hope for the future. That's a different level of thinking for a 17-year-old.
Well, you also look at Steve Sarkisian's resume, and that's not hope. That's proof. So they're hoping that Steve Sarkisian can do what he's done in the past at Texas. So there's 2 different ways to look at that. But that decision wasn't made off hope. That decision was made, in my opinion, off Steve Sarkisian, offensive guy. Hey, this is what I have done, and this is what I've done with quarterbacks, and this was the end result. So, again, I don't think Georgia did anything wrong, but sooner or later, somebody was going to win out. And I think, you know, the tight end that got his one of his best friends committed this weekend, from Texas, and I mean from his high school in Noonan there. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into this, and there's a lot of people who have different reactions, but I keep going back to, I don't think Georgia did anything wrong, but at the end of the day, he had to make a decision, and the decision he made was Texas.
The moniker of running back, you, maybe it's tight end, you, now when you look at the Georgia tight ends room, but not being quarterback, you, has yet to come to Kirby Smart's reign at Georgia. Sure. What do you think he can do differently? You're not going to start changing your offense or your defense for a 17-year-old. You're not going to want to do things just to get a 4-star or 5-star recruit in, but there is something to, you know, after this year, we don't know who the quarterback at Georgia is next year. What can Kirby Smart do to change any of that narrative or change any of the realistic situations that the quarterback situation seemingly is always up for grabs at the University of Georgia?
Well, they've been through this, obviously. You know, it kind of started with Jake Fromm and Jacob Eason, and you enter Justin Fields, and he transfers, and a couple of those things. But what Georgia has done is they've went out and just absolutely just nailed it with quarterback. I mean, you look at the guys they got right now, Gunnar Stockton, All-American quarterback, got there in January. You look at Brock Vandergriff. He decommitted to from Oklahoma to go to Georgia. I mean, they went out, and they've got some guys on campus. But right now, Stetson Bennett, here's a guy. You know, there's a million different opinions on Stetson Bennett. He's not going to be an NFL big-time prospect, but the guy's winning on the collegiate level. I think he threw 29 touchdowns and 7 picks. That's a hell of a collegiate year to win a national championship. So, you know, the quarterback narrative is still kind of there for Georgia, but I don't think it's like it's hurting them, because right now they're having explosive plays. They're having players drafted. They got a tight end room that's the best in the country right now. They do need to add some playmakers at wide receiver, and I know they're hoping to do that in this class. But I think the one guy they circled and the one guy they thought they had a chance was Arch Manning in the 23 class. Didn't get him, but I don't think Georgia's in any type of panic mode. I don't even think they're going to sign a quarterback in this class, and that tells you they have a lot of confidence in what they got right now, and they will turn their attention to the 2024 class, and it certainly will be appealing on the national scene for Georgia to bring a guy in next cycle, probably, in my opinion.
Rusty Manziel from 24/7 Sports joining us via the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. To that point, to some degree, is there any concern about either one or any of those quarterbacks leaving? At the same time, you have all of this talent amassed and guys leaving other programs and foregoing other programs, but only one guy can play. And like I said, Stetson Bennett is going to be it. This is going to be the last run for him. We don't know who the quarterback is next year. Are these guys all going to sit and wait, or does Kirby have to worry about some guys jetting like you've seen happen in the past?
Oh, somebody will leave. I mean, you're not keeping all those guys. Somebody will leave, and it won't be before this season. At the end of next season, I think guys will know where they're at. They'll kind of know where they're at. And in December, somebody's going to say, look, I'm number three. I'm going somewhere where I can have a chance. But those kind of things play out. You're going to look at Carson Beck, Brock Vandergriff, and Gunnar Stockton to play this thing out. But to sit here and say those three guys will be here, I would have bet against that this time next year. Somebody will leave, and that's just the way it is this day and age in college football. You're right. One guy plays. We'll see how it plays out. But right now, that's nothing Kirby Smart is probably worried about, because they're focusing on the season, and that's something that will probably decision be made probably in December. That's kind of the pattern of these quarterbacks. You go through a season, spring practice, fall season, kind of know where you're at, make your decision, and somebody will probably leave in December.
Rusty, I was going to ask you about the pivot. You say that Kirby and them may just bypass quarterback this entire class. Best I can tell, and if this is accurate, there were 12 quarterbacks offered by the staff so far, and I don't know if they're all committable or et cetera, but Dante Moore is a five-star kid out of Michigan. And then also the kid, Dylan Lonergan from Brookwood, who I think is a South Carolina commit, I thought, but they're both listed as not committed. Those kids, not enough to kind of stir the coaching staff to more effort? You think they will just take a pass on the position?
Well, when you go all in on somebody, those kids know that you've been all in on him. It's kind of hard to go, hey, look, we didn't kind of get that prom date. Well, you want to go to prom? That's not how that works with those guys. You have to lock in on one of these guys. Dante Moore, national recruit. Dylan Lonergan, national recruit. Oh, by the way, Dylan Lonergan with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, so he's got other decisions to make as well. So I think you have confidence in your room, the guys they got right now, what they saw. Carson Beck's a guy. I think Brock Vandergriff's got a lot of ceiling. Gunnar Stockton just got there, so we'll see where he develops. But I think personally, talking to a lot of people around this program, I think Georgia's comfortable with their quarterback room. You got to see how things go. And with the portal, heck, if they were to lose two, Georgia could get in the portal really quick. So things like that happen, and you have to anticipate those. But as far as like right now and heading into the season, those guys are in the quarterback room. They're going to be there in the fall unless something crazy happens over the next couple of weeks. I don't see it happening, but in December is when you start worrying about things like that.
Rusty, last thing from me. Is there any pivot to make in Tuscaloosa? Because I already got Eli Holstein, that big old kid out of Louisiana.
No. I mean, they've got their guy. And I think
like I'm saying, Alabama, so Arch going to Texas isn't going to affect their second quarterback, or they're fine with just Holstein?
I don't think they will. I think they said, you know what, we're going to recruit one more guy. If we wind up getting Arch Manning with Holstein, we'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any domino effect? You know, a wide receiver, an offensive lineman, any other impact to Arch Manning saying, you know what, Georgia was close but no cigar, and does that impact some of the other hard work that Kirby and his recruiting staff have put in to try to get other guys to come in?
Well, that's something you have to realistically think about now. I mean, because, you know, Georgia's on a lot of guys. Obviously, they've came a lot of business with him. And he wasn't really extremely close with these guys. I'm talking about a kid from New Orleans. And listen, he doesn't do camps. He doesn't hang out on the 7-on-7 circuit, those types of things. Jacob Eason flew from Seattle to Atlanta one time to work out with some guys, you know, Miko Hardman and Isaac Nauta.
He's the Pied Piper.
Yeah, he was down here recruiting. That's not Arch Manning's deal. So I'll say this. Arch Manning is not going to hurt Texas in any way, shape, fashion, or form. He's going to recruit for them. But as far as people making their decision from Georgia on Arch Manning, I didn't see a ton of it. But if he would have came, it would have been great. But for the next guys, they'll recruit the next. They also selling the guys they had on campus. It wasn't like Kirby and those guys are going, we don't have anybody. I guarantee you Kirby Smart and those guys are saying, look, this is who we got. Oh, by the way, and if we get Arch. So quarterback worries there down the line with these recruits. I haven't heard a ton of that at all from Georgia prospects.
Well, fantastic information. We thank you for your time, Rusty. And once again, happy anniversary. To take this time when you know you can do everything you can for the beloved and you still take time to come on here at 680 The Fan, we certainly appreciate it on a special day for you.
Thank you, guys.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.